This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. I'm so happy to partner with ByHeart because their goal is to create a future where all parents feel amazing about feeding their baby, no matter how they do it. Their mission is simple: make the best infant formula in the world. Let me tell you a little bit more. ByHeart's patented protein blend gets closest to breast milk by including the two most abundant proteins in breast milk, plus whole and partially broken down proteins for a nutritious blend that's gentle on tummies. ByHeart ran a clinical trial where they compared their formula to a leading infant formula, improved benefits like less spit up, easier digestion, and so much more. ByHeart is leading the ways in a lot of ways. They're the only U.S.-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed, whole milk, not skim. It's the only new infant formula brand to add a comparison to breast milk in their clinical trial. And ByHeart is the first infant formula company to receive Clean Label Project's Purity Award. So are you curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code minimalist for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. Hello and welcome to the Minimalist Moms Podcast. I'm Diane. I'm a mother of three living in Columbus, Ohio. I'm trying to make room in my life for what matters by getting rid of the clutter and living life with purpose. I hope you'll join me on the journey to think more and do with less. After years of living a minimalist lifestyle, I've noticed that there are certain items I never or rarely buy anymore. Some of these you can simply say no to, while others take a little bit more intentionality. My guest today, Bridget from Clean and Simple Bridget, joins me to share her list of 20 items that she no longer buys as a minimalist. Her list is curated towards clean living. However, the vast majority of these items are simple shifts that you could make that really benefit in more ways than one. But before we get to the conversation, I wanted to thank one of the sponsors of the show today, OneQuince.com. You've heard me talk about quality over quantity before, so my ears perk up when I discover a company that provides quality products. I was pleasantly surprised to discover OneQuince.com is a one-stop shop for curated luxury goods shipped direct from the world's best specialist factories. Quince focuses on essential products with low design costs, cashmere crews, super soft fleece pants, silk camis. You could create a simple capsule wardrobe without skimping on quality. Their brand is always equal or greater quality than the leading luxury brands at a much lower price thanks to the manufacturer-to-consumer model. It can be difficult to find a brand that prioritizes production standards, fair wages, safety, and sustainability. However, this is of utmost importance to Quince, which adds to the list of why I'm happy to have discovered this site. If you're looking for tops, hoodies, robes, outerwear, throws, Quince has tons of variety. Quince has totally transparent prices, up to 50 to 80% less than other brands. And if you're not completely satisfied with Quince, they will give you a full refund. Customer satisfaction is a top priority. Again, quality shouldn't be a luxury. Try Quince today. Get free shipping and 365-day free returns. Just go to onequince.com/minimalist. Many of their collections sell out immediately, so go to onequince.com/minimalist. That's onequince.com/minimalist. onequince/minimalist. And let me know what you think. Thank you so much to OneQuince for sponsoring this episode again. As always, leave a rating and review if you're enjoying this podcast and you've been listening for a while now. It really does brighten my day when I read your reviews. And lastly, if you've been enjoying my book, Minimalist Moms, Living and Parenting with Simplicity, I'd love to hear about it. All right, let's get to our conversation with Bridget.
Bridget, thank you so much for joining me today on the Minimalist Moms podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, this is actually a conversation I've been wanting to have for a while. It's the things that you no longer buy, I no longer buy as minimalists. So I'm excited to dive into our conversation, but maybe before we get to it, I'll just allow you to introduce yourself to listeners.
Yes, so I am Bridget. I am a mother of three and I live in Wisconsin. I am the creator of Clean and Simple Bridget on Instagram. And I used to have a couple of health issues that the reason why I started posting on Instagram was because I wanted to live a more cleaner lifestyle. And I realized a lot of those things kind of led me to improve my health. And then also having a more simple lifestyle, which you don't realize that stress really plays an impact on your health. So I kind of dabbled into the minimalism and then more clean living and all that stuff kind of played hand in hand. So that's where I developed a lot of, you know, this clean and simple living that I love to post and kind of inspire me to keep going and, you know, post the content that I post.
Yeah, no, and I love following along with you. So I definitely want to direct people to your Instagram account if they haven't been following you already. But let's dive into this conversation about things that I no longer buy. So I can think of many things off the top of my head that I didn't even realize until you and I were kind of having this back and forth about what you don't buy. So I wasn't sure how I wanted to structure our conversation, but I think let's just go through the list. You have 20 things. I think you actually have upped it to 40, but we're just going to stick with 20 today. And maybe they can go find you and follow along for your 40 items. But let's go through this list of 20 things.
Okay, great. And I think one of the biggest things that I realized, so a lot of these things are things that, yes, I purchased, but that I no longer buy after purchasing them. So it's just replacing them with more of a sustainable option. And, you know, in America, we're consumers and we constantly consume and don't even think about a lot of the things. So it's just really, I don't want you to buy more, but just to be more intentional about what you are buying. So it's a lot of things that are disposable that you can use reusable. So you purchase that one item once and then you no longer have to purchase it again. So I look at a lot of the cleaner options that you can use. A lot of things too, I know some things are where you can use budget and some things are for an investment. So what I tell people to is not to go out and purchase, you know, all these things at once, but use up what you have and then slowly replace those items. All right. So the first thing that we no longer buy are books. And it doesn't mean that we don't read in our family. It just means that we're more intentional about the books that we buy. And we like to take advantage of our library. Obviously, that's free. But then I also like to take advantage of my Kindle. So the only books that I keep are books that if the information I can't find online. So a lot of the information, you know, if it's something that I know I can't find online, then I'll keep that book. So I probably have maybe 10 books at my house, if that. But I got rid of a lot of books. And then now I just download them on my Kindle because obviously that's less space, less clutter. And, you know, it's just one thing that, yes, we're still reading, but we're cutting down on that clutter and we're not contributing to it either.
This is a tough area for me. I am very intentional about the books that we bring in for my husband and I typically won't buy a book if it's not nonfiction. I don't buy fiction anymore unless it's on the Kindle.
I'm the same way. Yes.
Yes. All right. What is the second thing on this list?
The second one is floss. Now, this one may sound like kind of a shock to some people, but I like to use a water pick. Now, my sister is a dental hygienist, so she kind of explained to me the science behind it. And I guess the A plus answer is that, yes, you are supposed to use floss and a water pick together. And I like to, the reason why I don't buy any floss, I get a lot of it from the dentist, and then I can use that when I travel and if I have a really tough spot. But she said the A plus answer is to do, yes, you should do both. But for the majority of the time, you can use just a water pick. And I find that the water pick actually gets into my teeth a lot more and gets a lot of the gunk out. So this is just something, yes, it's an investment, but in the end, you're not buying floss over and over again and disposing of that. You're just using water to clean, you know, the gunk out of your teeth. And I feel like I get, you know, it's just like a dental hygienist in my mouth every time. And my dentist and my hygienist even noticed the difference in my teeth, just that they're a lot cleaner and that my gums are a lot healthier. So I was really happy with that purchase. And, you know, they are a little bit more expensive, but I found mine on a Black Friday sale and you can kind of get around it that way. But you're really only using water, so no chemicals or, you know, I know a lot of times on the floss too, some of the ingredients that are on the floss aren't the best for you either. So that's one thing that I no longer buy.
Your teeth do look great. And so I don't think that that's a problem. And the other thing
Thank
I
you.
Say is that it might be an investment up front, but I also don't want to pay for cavities. And so it's like,
exactly.
How much is that going to cost me getting that done if I would have just initially invested in the nice toothbrush or the water pick? So, all right, what's number three?
Okay, number three are dryer sheets. So there are a lot of chemicals that go into dryer sheets. I don't know if you ever noticed this, but if you step outside, you can kind of smell your neighbor's dryer sheets or their laundry detergents. So this was one too that we use dryer balls, which are wool balls. And one fun little tip with this, I know a lot of people are making the switch, but instead of, you know, finding a ball in your arm or in your, you know, your clothes and you can't find them, you can use a garment bag to all together. And it's still, you know, people say, well, you know, does that defeat the purpose? But I haven't noticed a difference with that. And it takes away the static. And if you do that smell, I would recommend using more like an essential oil where it is something that's a lot less toxic than a lot of the dryer sheets we have. And then you're disposing those dryer sheets after. So you're investing in the dryer balls, but you're not having to go out and purchase dryer sheets again.
Yeah. And I'm sure that there are some DIY If you want your clothes to smell good, I'm sure there's DIY on Pinterest and Google if people are wanting that. So, yes, but what's exactly. Number four?
Number four is plastic water bottles and straws. So this was one you don't think about it where, you know, you go to Costco and you buy a whole bunch of water bottles and you're drinking them, you know, you're on the run. So you quick grab a plastic water bottle, or even before we used to use, now we have glass and stainless steel, but before we had plastic water bottles. But if you think about it, so even ones that you're not buying or that you have, if your water is sitting out in the sun or if it's in your car, that's releasing a lot of the BPA in there, and your waters are sitting in there, so it's releasing a lot of the BPA in the water and you're drinking that. But if you just have just one good water bottle, I feel like that makes such a difference, where you just stick to that one and you don't have 20 water bottles around your house where you're just collecting them, and a drink bottle here and there, and same thing with sippy cups and all that. And another one would be going along with that would be straws. I know some people that they don't, their teeth are really sensitive towards that stainless steel, but now you can buy a little rubber, you know, just a little cap that goes over it, that it's not as sensitive on your teeth. So that's just one thing, again, an investment, but then you're not having to purchase those items again. And then you really, I feel like, take care of those items too. And you're not getting all the toxins that go along with all that plastic that's with it.
And again, I know that a lot of the things that you're mentioning, they are that initial investment. I have been there. We only use the reusable water bottles as well, but you see that money add up pretty quickly. It just is worth it. All right. What's number five?
Number five is artificial air fresheners and candles. So this was one that goes along that clean side, where a lot of the candles that we have, even if they're soy-based or they just disrupt our endocrine system, our nervous system, there's so many chemicals that go into making the candles. I know that beeswax is probably the best, but what I opt for is using a diffuser and essential oils. So that's something that, yes, it's an investment that you have your diffuser, but then you're also using pure essential oil. Some bottles can cost, you know, between $10. They can, you know, range all the way. Are very expensive, but even just like lemon, if you want that smell, where you can use it instead of an aerosol can in the bathroom. I know that people don't like any smells. I'm really sensitive towards a lot of the smells that are out there in candles and air fresheners. It's that chemical sensitivity that, you know, some people are fine with it, but I definitely am sensitive. So that was one switch that invested in a diffuser and then some essential oils, and that I'm just refilling instead of going out every day or every, you know, week and buying new air fresheners or candles. That's just something for me that was an investment that, you know, I find value in.
And it's something that you could definitely add to like a Christmas list as well. And the reason I don't have candles in my house regularly is because I feel like I want that to be special. And so if I light a candle, someone's coming over, we're having a girls' night, or we're hosting something. Even if you are going to buy candles, like maybe make it more of a special thing where you're not burning them all the time anyway.
Yeah. And especially too, you with children, you understand the same thing. One kid throws a ball and knocks it over and it just becomes a safety hazard. So definitely at this stage in the game, you know, candles are not a necessity at our house by any means.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. What is number, let's see here, six?
Six is tampons. So this is obviously a girl thing that we no longer buy, but now I use a menstrual cup. So many companies out there. And if you're wondering which one to use, Put a Cup In It is a great place to go to, because you can get ones that are before baby, after baby. There's lighter days, there's heavier days, there's different kind of cervix and sizes. So you definitely want to do your research before you go and just buy one, because I know a lot of people will try them and they get really frustrated with them at first, but there is a learning curve to them. But I know a lot of people that, you know, I think too, some people either love or hate it right away, but just give it that learning curve to kind of work with it. But then you're saving so much money on tampons, because that's something, a monthly thing that you would go out and buy every single month. And, you know, it is an investment. They're around $30, depending on what kind you buy. But in the end, it's less chemicals, and a lot of people experience a lot less cramping. And there's a lot of other great things that go along with it. And you're saving a lot of money in return.
It's definitely a learning curve. Every time that I reuse it, I am so excited that I'm not spending money on tampons.
Yes.
And I didn't think I would love it nearly as much as I do, and I will never go back. So I'm glad that you have that on this list.
No, I think it's probably one of my favorite items. I know that kind of is an odd one to have, but it's just so, you don't have to worry about every month and think, oh shoot, I'm out of tampons. You know, you just have it and it's ready to go.
All right, what's number seven?
Number seven are loofahs and body washes. So there are a lot of plastics in loofahs, and then also there's a lot of bacteria that gets stuck in those loofahs. And then to go along with that is body washes. So there are a lot of chemicals. You know, with this whole clean and simple process, I found ingredients, and a lot of the ingredients you can't even pronounce, or you don't know what they are, or they're super toxic. So I found that making a lot of my own products has been really helpful with my clean and simple journey, just because one, it's a lot less expensive, but then you know exactly what is going into all your products. You know, I just use castile soap. I use some vegetable glycerin to kind of moisturize my skin, and then maybe some Melaleuca or eucalyptus, whichever one, depending on what skin type you have, there's different kind of oils that you can add. But then you're not disposing of the container afterwards either. You're just using that one, you know, I just use a hand pump that I use, and I reuse that over and over again.
Yeah. I don't use loofahs, but for body wash, we use Dr. Bronner's. So I think it's kind
of...
Same thing, like a little goes a long way with that. So, and again, I'm all for DIY in this area as well.
All right. So number eight is coffee and tea filters. Mm-hmm. Now this one, there's so many different things. There's the French press, there's the pour over coffee. You know, I know some people, I used to do the Keurig, and then, you know, I kind of realized that every time I was using the Keurig that I was having to dispose of those containers. And now there are different options out there that are reusable, which is really nice. Mm-hmm. But even with our coffee maker, so for example, on the weekends, I'll make a pot of coffee, but with the actual filter itself. So there's a lot of them, they're soaked in bleach. Mm-hmm. And then you're disposing them. So there are some organic kinds out there that aren't bleached, but if you think of the white coffee filter that you put in your coffee, when it's filtering through all that bleach that you're having, and mm-hmm. then you're having to dispose it. So there are a lot of options out there. If you just go search, you know, reusable coffee filters, that there'll be different options for your coffee makers. But then during the week, I use a pour over, and my little craft that I have, it ended up breaking. It was glass. So I use just the stainless steel filter that goes on top of my mason jar. And I pour over with, you know, it only takes as long as it takes to boil, you know, water on the tea kettle. Mm-hmm. And it takes about, you know, maybe 1 minute. And then I use my pour over coffee and pour it on there. And then you're not having to go out and buy filters all the time. And it's a lot less toxic option. The same thing you can buy with tea filters, where a lot of those filters that go around the tea are soaked in bleach as well. Mm-hmm. So if you buy loose leaf tea and then use your reusable, there's different kinds, they look like balls, or you can use ones that have tops. There's so many different options out there. That's one option that I enjoy using, because I know that I'm making, you know, more of an impact of not using so much waste.
We have a Chemex, and so we just use the Chemex filters, but I would be curious to see a more sustainable option for that Chemex. All right. What is number nine?
Number nine is disposable napkin. So this was one that we kind of had to get used to. And at one point I kind of just made the switch and said, you know what, we're going with it. So I went to Target and I bought some reusable napkins. I think they were maybe $10, if that. And now we have, you know, we have a family of five, so we have about 10 of them. And I don't wash them every single time, which I know may sound kind of gross, but we don't get them that dirty. If they are really dirty, then I will throw them in the wash. But I don't feel like I'm washing reusable napkins all the time. There is an exception that if we do have people over, I do have a couple of disposable napkins. But if you think of that, you know, if you are using them in every single meal, then you're disposing, you know, it adds up over time, and then you're having to purchase those again. Mm-hmm. So if we do have a large groups of people, which hasn't happened in a while, you know, we will have that. But otherwise, we really try to stick to those disposable napkins.
And to everyone's comfort level, I actually just bought some vintage handkerchiefs from a thrift shop, and I came back and I washed them. But again, my mom was horrified that I did that, but I'm like, they're I love them, and they have flowers on them. So yeah, but I was thinking the same thing with either paper towels or just reusable napkins. I think that you could replace that for something from a vintage shop or a secondhand shop and mm-hmm. even save money there. So
exactly. And that kind of goes into the next one that I have. So mm-hmm. a lot of these is disposable face wipes, and I use a microfiber one. There's a lot of options out there with the microfiber where it gets into your pores, and it's great. But that's something that we're not throwing away all the time too.
I actually just invested in the microfiber. I think it was $19 for six of them on Amazon. And I've actually, mm-hmm. it wasn't to be sustainable. It's just, I have some friends with amazing skin, and I was like, what do you do? And they use one a day They said that they're very antibacterial. And so they use that when they're washing their faces and drying their faces. So that's why I invested in those. I really love them, honestly, just from a vanity beauty standpoint, but also it is a great sustainable choice as well. So what's number 11?
All right. Number 11 is spouse greeting cards. And one option, I just thought about this because we had Valentine's Day, but we like to use journals instead of going and buying each other spouse greeting cards. So for our birthdays, for Valentine's Day, for anniversaries, we just keep one journal that we use and we combine it all together. And it's nice because it cuts down on the clutter. It's a lot more meaningful with the words that we use. And, you know, we're having to purchase it just once instead of buying a $5 greeting card. I'd much rather spend it that on a cup of coffee where a journal I think was $10, and then that's all we use, and then we don't have to spend our time either to go out and purchase that where we can come up with more meaningful words. So I know that that was a popular one when I posted on my Instagram.
I love that you do the journals. I think that's amazing. Two, my husband and I just do verbal cards to one another on those days, so you're much more impressive than I am in that sense.
Do you try to feed your family healthy and nutritious foods, but your kids are always begging for sweets? Making your picky children happy while also feeling confident that you're feeding them just a well-balanced diet can be quite a challenge. That's why I started feeding my family Scenic Fruit Smoothie Packs. Scenic Fruit Smoothie Packs are made with 100% fruit that is grown organically on their family farms in the United States. And as a mom, I do feel great giving it to my kids because there are no added fructose syrups, no preservatives, and no added sugars. Scenic Fruit Smoothie Packs come frozen to your door, ready to blend in great organic flavors like kale, avocado, banana, pineapple, strawberry, banana, blueberry, and mango, strawberry, raspberry. All you do is add your favorite liquid and press blend. I like to use orange juice or almond milk, and then within a few seconds, I have a delicious and healthy snack or meal on the go for me and my kids. I have to be honest, one of my favorite things to do is actually not blend the fruit into a smoothie. It's so good that I just give it to Benjamin in a little bowl, and he'll eat it the entire time we go for our evening walk. I highly recommend you try out Scenic Fruit Smoothie Packs. You can order them online at getscenicfruit.com. Use code MINIMALIST20 to save 20% off your first order. Not available in all 50 states. Check the website for details. Wouldn't it be great if there were a pocket-sized guide that helped you sleep, focus, act, and just be better? There actually is. And if you have 10 minutes, Headspace can change your life. If you're anything like me, I honestly wasn't sure what to think of when a friend had mentioned meditation. My first thoughts were that I couldn't possibly relax enough to allow it to work. And my second was that, how could I possibly make the time? That said, one of my favorite things about Headspace is that I can do a quick meditation right before bed. It has been especially helpful on the nights that I can't seem to turn off my mind. Headspace is a daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. It's one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness meditation through clinically validated research. It's backed by 25 published studies on the benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. So go to headspace.com/minimalistic, that's headspace.com/minimalistic, for a free one-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now. Head over to headspace.com/minimalistic today. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you more about mylifeinabook.com. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions that you choose to ask. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. One of the challenges I face with being a minimalist is wanting to be as intentional as possible about the things that I am buying. I do understand that I live in a world where I can't completely avoid purchases. There are birthdays, there are holidays, there are the celebrations. But if I can be more intentional about gift giving, it's so important to me. I've had the experience to gift one to my mom, and being able to gift that to her seemed more significant than something that wasn't as sentimental to her. So if this sounds like a gift that you'd be interested in giving, check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MINIMALIST at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MINIMALIST for 10% off today. If you're planning to cut back on alcohol this dry January, Recess Zero Proof Craft Mocktails are the perfect alcohol replacement. Recess has meticulously crafted familiar favorites such as lime margarita and grapefruit paloma, allowing you to savor the flavors and experience of these cocktails without the alcohol content. Throughout January, my listeners can take advantage of a special offer and get 15% off the Recess Mocktail Sampler Pack at takearecess.com/minimalist. Every can of Recess boasts a lightly sparkling mocktail infused with functional ingredients and a calorie count of 25 or less. It's a guilt-free option for winding down during dry January. Again, whether it's the end of a demanding day, a dinner gathering, or simply a moment to unwind, these mocktails are the perfect choice. You won't miss the alcohol, and you certainly won't miss dealing with a hangover. Get 15% off Recess mocktails now at takearecess.com/minimalist so you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences.
All right. Number 12 is mop pads. And this is one too. I was guilty of using a Swiffer where you would just dispose of the pad every time and use all those chemicals. But now it's just using a reusable pad. There's so many different options out there. And then also using just an all-purpose cleaner that without all the chemicals, you can add essential oils or castile soap, whatever you like. Number 13 is disposable disinfectant wipes. And this was one that I kind of came up with COVID because there wasn't a lot of disposable wipes out there at the time, but I used a lot of rags. And then what I did is I found a jar and I filled it with vinegar and added some of my oils to it along with some castile soap. And those work great for wiping down everything, and a lot of it's antibacterial. So that was just a really great way rather than throwing it away every time. I will say that I do have to buy them for school when they are available, but in my own house, I try to not use those to dispose of all the time. Number 14 is disposable lint rollers. And this is one that you don't think when you rip off the adhesive, you're throwing that away every time. But this is one kind of too. My grandma, they had the option where it's like a little velvet and then it takes the same thing. And I don't have pets, so I can't speak on behalf of that, but where it's just a reusable one that if you flip over each side, then you're not having to purchase a lint roller every single time and you're throwing away the plastic, you're throwing away all those things, but you're just using it once. The next one is gift bags. And this was one when I posted on my Instagram, people were all about, because you think of it for every single birthday or Christmas, we get tons of gift bags. And this is one that, you know, you don't think, after a while I had to declutter because I had so many of them and I still decluttered. I probably have between 15 and 20 that I have for different things, but there's no reason why we can't reuse those things. And they're expensive too. I mean, they're a good $5 depending on what kind you buy. So this is just one that I know some people like to wrap, which is great, but then thinking of different options too, like could you use a cloth or could you use grocery bags, some kind of different thing that still, you can still make it look really cute, but yet you're not disposing of that wrapping paper or of those gift bags.
Yeah, I'm like the old lady that takes all the gift bags at birthday parties. I'm like, oh, yeah.
All right, the next one kind of goes along with the gift bags, but it's birthday decorations. So this is one that there's a lot of different kind of felt decorations out there that you can reuse. And before kids, I actually kind of made some with felt and sewed them together and did some different things, but I'll reuse that same banner every year. And I know, you know, kids kind of like themes and that kind of thing. So I'll do that through their cake, which is obviously consumable. So, you know, my daughter is obsessed with unicorns right now. So this year she'll probably get a unicorn cake and she loves it. They look forward to their cake, but we won't go out and buy a whole bunch of unicorn decorations that we're going to dispose of. Balloons are obviously a little bit different because you can't save them, but for the most part, those decorations, if you think of streamers or anything that you can reuse from year to year, and especially last year it was nice with COVID because you couldn't really go out and buy a lot of decorations either. So it's nice just to, if you forget, you have them on hand.
All right, what's number 17?
17 is cooking spray. Now, if you think of this, if you're already buying an olive oil or an avocado oil, you're already buying that. If you use, instead of using an aerosol container where you're disposing of that every time and they're a little bit more expensive, try to buy a reusable one where it's a sprayer and you pour your olive oil in there. So you're just having to purchase just the olive oil, but not two separate containers of the aerosol that's the olive oil spray or the PAM or, you know, whatever kind you use, or avocado oil. It's just nice because you can use that oil and put it directly in there while we're using.
All right, number 18. We have three left.
Okay. Salon pedicures and manicures. Now I know some people, if this is your thing and it brings you joy to go and that's your form of self-care, that's great. For me, it's more of a hassle. I'm not one to go and get a full set of nails, and I use my, hands a lot and I just feel like it gets underneath and whatever. So if it's your thing, great. But I found the impressed nails and they're actual stick-ons. So it's a little bit cleaner option where you're not using glue and you're not ruining your nail, where eventually after like 2 weeks, they fall off. So I like using those instead. And I really only do this if I have some kind of special event. But for the most part, I try to let even during the winter too, just letting my toenails breathe. So I don't say that I don't do my nails, but when I do, I try to look for more of a cleaner option. And they're only around $8 than rather a pedicure or manicure that's around $30. Mm-hmm. So that's just a way that we save money and try to use a little less chemicals. Number 19 is perfumes and body sprays. Now, I kind of touched on a little bit before how I have that chemical sensitivity where I get headaches and start sneezing if someone was wearing a perfume. So for me personally, I had these really nice perfumes that I had, a Burberry one and a Versace one. My sister-in-law loves that kind of stuff, so I gifted them to her. I just got rid of them. I had them for about 4 years and I never used them, and I'd always just feel so sick when I had them. So you know what? She loves them. She thinks they're great, so I gifted them to her. And then I make my own. So I'll use essential oils. I'll put them on a little diffuser necklace. I'll put them on my wrist, behind my ear. I'll spray them in my hair. So that's one option that's a little bit cleaner. All right. The last one is multiple toxic cleaners. So this is one, if you think about it, some people have a window cleaner, they have a bathroom cleaner, they have a stainless steel cleaner, they have, you know, all these different kind of cleaners. So what I found is that one really great all-purpose cleaner, kind of like a concentrate. I have a lot of recipes I'm always sharing, but even things like instead of a window cleaner, that those can be very toxic, you use a microfiber rag. So you're not having to use any chemicals. It's just water and using that. And a lot of those microfiber rags too are antibacterial. So those you can use without chemicals. There's a lot of different companies out there, but that's just one option that I'm not going out and buying multiple different cleaners. I'm just having one. And it's a lot cleaner option. I use vinegar for pretty much everything. Like I mentioned, my fabric softener, I use it for my rinse aid in my dishwasher. Vinegar, if you don't like the smell, you can kind of cut it with some essential oils. But that's just a really great option rather than having to buy multiple cleaners and then throwing away all those plastic containers. You can buy either a stainless steel or a glass container, and you're reusing it and you're refilling it. It takes about 30 seconds to make, and it's a lot less toxic option.
You have 20 more. I don't know if they're on your Instagram account or your website where they can find you.
Yes, you can find me at Clean and Simple Bridget. And a lot of these things I have saved on my highlight option. I will be posting more in the future. So I do have a lot more things that I'm going to be posting eventually that are a lot more clean and simple options that you can be using.
Well, as we wrap things up here, I'm going to ask you the two questions that I ask every guest. And the first one is, what is something that you're simplifying right now? AKA, what is your minimalist moment of the week?
Okay. One thing that I like to use so this goes back to kind of things that I no longer buy are basically face products. I like to keep it really clean and simple. And I like to use raspberry oil and rose hip oil. And then I can add my essential oils. So frankincense is really good for wrinkles. Melaleuca or tea tree oil is really good for acne. Lavender really calms the skin. So I try to keep it as simple as possible and really try to simplify the ingredients. Even by making any of my stuff, I would say that that's one big thing, that I simplify those ingredients and make them really clean according to my body type that I can use. But I love how it goes on my skin, because I know some people with coconut oil, it can clog up their pores. So this has just been really refreshing because it's an antioxidant. You can use it as a sun protector. It's anti-aging. So it has a lot of really great properties that you don't have to be going out and buying skincare products, but just using this one thing. And if you want, you can add essential oils or whatever you like. If you have dry skin or that kind of thing, you can kind of add and make it to your own. So I would say that making my own products has really helped me to really simplify my life with those ingredients and making them really clean and simple.
Yeah, 100%. All right. Well, my last question for you is, what is something that you can't stop talking about?
Oh, this one would kind of go along with things I no longer buy, but because we are in Wisconsin, I purchased hand warmers. So this is something that instead of disposing, where you'd go to Costco and buy 20 different kind of hand warmers that you shake up and you throw away, I have really enjoyed just a rechargeable hand warmer that I can go outside with. But then also when I'm cold inside, even my kids love to use them. It's just one thing that maybe it does sound like something you wouldn't really need, but it's definitely just one of those things that makes you feel a little bit cozier and that's helpful for when you are outside. That, you know, up in Wisconsin here, we like to snowmobile, we like to be outside, but it does get very chilly. So having those in your pocket that if you are going outside, that you, it's not miserable for you. So that's one thing that I know it kind of sounds kind of silly, but I've enjoyed it. I've been recommending it to other people because you're not having to throw it away. It's just one of those one-time investments, you know, even outside, if you're watching a movie, putting them in your socks or keeping them in your pocket if your hands are cold. I really enjoy them. I like talking about it with other people. So that's one thing that I've really enjoyed lately.
Well, Bridget, thank you so much for going through this list with us. I hope it prompted people to kind of think through some of the things that they're buying that they could replace, or maybe just think about their own things in their lives that they don't buy anymore, and they can thank minimalism for that. So I appreciate your time and sharing this today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's been a joy.
I hope Bridget's list of 20 items really helped you to think about changes you can make in your own life. And remember, everyone's list looks different, but I'd be really curious to know how yours may differ. Also, I just wanted to reiterate that some of the items Bridget does mention may require that initial investment. However, moving forward, you'll no longer need to buy them, or at least not as regularly. What item on her list did she mention that you plan to switch up right away? I invite you to keep the conversation going at minimalistmomspodcast.com. There you'll find links to the Instagram account, Facebook page, and where you can find me all around the web. Thank you for joining up on this journey. I wish you a lovely week as you think more and do with less.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.